This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yesterday, we talked about what was the one thing you most regretted from the Cowboys offseason. That seemed to be a very easy question for people to answer. Now, the answers weren't all the same, but they came in with their answers really, really quickly. So my question for y'all on the flip side is, it has undoubtedly been a really tough offseason. You could use the word woeful. You can use the word lazy, whatever word that you want to use. Personally, I'm
intentional.
I think intentionally lazy. That is probably how I would describe it. What is the best move that the Cowboys have made? Because the Cowboys rank last in spending. Fan frustration is growing. You kind of feel like you know where the season's going to end before it even starts. Was there a good move they made this offseason?
I have three. I have three good moves.
Okay.
But I'm not saying that these are Klay Thompson moves by any means. Like, Klay Thompson's a great move for the Mavs.
By the way,
there's nothing like that happened this offseason for the Cowboys.
Update for you, Corey. I don't know how much this will help. You have one dog. Your kids want more. This person said, we have seven. That's too many.
Okay.
So somewhere between one and seven.
All right. Because I've always heard the idea of, you know, have two dogs so that each one has somebody to be with, you know, when you're not around.
That makes sense. But then three, it feels like together all the time.
Yeah. So there you go. Releasing Leighton Vander Esch. Leighton Vander Esch, good move, because he needs to be done with his football, like, playing career. He needs to be done with that, like, physically. So, again, not a Klay Thompson move. Good move, though. Releasing Michael Gallup was a good move.
Ooh, yeah.
Financially, Kevin, did it benefit the Cowboys?
Yes, it did.
It didn't benefit them to sign him to the contract they signed him to.
Again, we don't want to be Captain Hindsight here. We said the same thing with the Tim Hardaway Jr. deal. When this Michael Gallup deal got signed, don't understand it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
But releasing him, while he wasn't living up to the contract for one, and he wasn't your second receiver, let alone your third receiver.
Sure.
But I would say the addition that I think was a good addition this offseason was Eric Kendricks. I think he understands Zimmer's defense. He understands what he's supposed to do in the defense. And I think he's going to be a good linebacker in this defense. Now, how quickly he can gain the respect of the rest of the guys on the team and the trust of those guys, that's something that we'll have to see. But he's got to step in as one of those kind of guys that can be the middle linebacker that can run the show there.
From the 817 and from the 214, this is where I immediately went to hiring Mike Zimmer as the defensive coordinator. Obviously, he's been the defensive coordinator here before. He fell off in his last two seasons as also the defensive coordinator. But before that, his defenses were consistently in the top 10. And it kind of sounds like he'll try. He might fail, but he's going to try to bring a different level of accountability to the defense and maybe push certain
buttons,
players to
He might piss somebody off.
Oh,
he might piss somebody off so much that they're just like, F this, I'm done. I'm a pouty baby. I'm not going to even perform for you. Like that, you see that happen sometimes. Sometimes people with that kind of skill, that kind of talent, they just turn into the biggest babies because they don't want to be pushed or motivated. And maybe that could be the case whenever Zimmer comes in, because he doesn't sugarcoat things. He comes in and says, this is how I want it done. You need to do it this way. And that's the way we're going to win. And I don't know if there are certain players on this team that I don't know if it's going to rub them the right way.
You might be talking about a whole bunch of other players. I want to make that clear. But I am most interested in Mike Zimmer and Micah Parsons.
Yes.
Because Micah Parsons, he didn't rank high enough, he thought, in his edge rusher. And he's like, those are fake stats and blah, blah, blah.
And Micah Parsons has talked a big game about being the best.
Yes.
And if there's a coach out there that has a track record of doing it and can make you one of the best players on the field, then it does benefit you to listen to him.
Yeah, because if not, then a question becomes, but do you want to be the best or as good as you can be as long as it falls under your own terms?
Right.
Which is probably not going to cut it, but I can't wait to see how those two work together, because I'm hoping it's going to be freaking amazing. So I'm probably going to go to Mike Zimmer as the defensive coordinator. Now, Corey, this is probably the fact that my first two that I think of are not actual player moves is probably gives you a reflection about how like little, although I hear you about Eric Kendricks, about how little the Cowboys accomplished this offseason, not extending Mike McCarthy. Now, I know you might be like, well, hold on. They didn't fire him either. True. But at least they didn't draw it out longer than it needs to be, because I do believe they'll cut bait with Mike McCarthy.
No, if they don't win the Super Bowl?
Or if they don't make it to the NFC Championship game.
Okay, so that's the cut line.
I really do, and I might be a chump for that.
You think they'd cut him if they won the Super Bowl?
Yeah. I don't think if they make it to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, make it to the NFC Championship game, there's no way, because at least you can show progress,
he
right?
He wins the Super Bowl, you sign him to a lifetime contract. Just coach for the rest of your life.
I think you might be being sarcastic, but I absolutely could see that.
Really?
Yes, because what are they going to do? He's the first coach in the history of the NFL that's won Super Bowls with two different franchises.
And he did it with the laziest offseason ever.
Yes, and I hope that's in the press release. But I'm glad they didn't re-sign him, because unlike Dak, who I do not believe they have any intention of moving on from, I can see how they would be like, okay, you can go ahead and walk. So I at least appreciate that they didn't tie their money up in that. I'm sure some people would say not extending Dak was the best move of the offseason. Personally, I hate that move because you don't plan on trading him either. At this point, I don't think that Dak is... you're not using him correctly as an asset. If you're like, it's a now or never deal. Well, not really, because you owe him $40 million off the cap after this year.
So after this year, it's now
yes,
or never.
He can walk. So uh-huh. He can absolutely just be like, I'm not re-signing. You still owe him $40 million off the cap next year if that
what's
happens.
About the year after that?
I think you're free and clear once you pay this one penalty of $40 million. Don't forget, you also have a hefty bill coming due on Zach Martin if for some reason he were to retire. I can wipe out about $58 million of your salary cap with those two.
And that might be it. Their whole cause on this is we gotta eat it on this one.
And neither one of them might be on the team.
And the ownership has not shown the desire to eat it whenever that time comes.
You're right. And that's the thing that's agitating. If you think Dak is the best quarterback of all time, if you think he's the worst quarterback of all time, you think he's anywhere in between.
He's still behind Mahomes in the NFC.
I mean, okay, I'm not engaging with that. You should either re-sign him now or you should be looking to trade him. And I know people are like, he's got a no trade clause. I've said this a million times. I guarantee you he would approve a trade if some team was like, oh yeah, we'll give you all the money. Mm-hmm. And I could find several teams that, like, right now, Raiders, Giants, Jets, Saints, Steelers, Titans, Rams, Seahawks. I think, like, all of those teams would at least consider, if not be outright like, oh, please, God, let it happen.
I'm interested to know if Dak was to go to another team, what team would it be for whatever amount of money that you wouldn't go, oh, he just went there for the money? Every team seems to be close because of parity, right? Like,
yeah. If
something could change for any team. But most of the time, you're like, oh, see, that one's just about the money right there, rather than, oh, he went there to win. Because, like, ultimately, Dak needs to win for his overarching legacy.
And he...
or stay a Cowboy. Because if you stay a Cowboy, you can Tony Romo.
I agree with you, but I always wonder, like, how much is that really worth? You know, like, hey, let's just say, this is not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's just say it was the Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions are like, oh, man, we think you're an upgrade. You're the piece to take us over the top, $40 million a year. Or you can go to the Cowboys or whatever, or a garbage team that's going to pay you $60 million. Dude, I care about my legacy and stuff a lot, but $20 million a year? I don't know if I care that much.
And you probably believe in yourself enough that
that
team to a championship.
That's a good point.
Dak probably believes in himself that whether he signs with Tampa or New Orleans or whoever, that he's like, yeah, I'm going to go there and win a championship. He believes he's going to win the championship this year. It's the right attitude to have.
It
might change. You could be 6 weeks into a season and go, we are not good enough to win. They're also human, too, to realize at some point that this team, this unit, this group isn't good enough.
From the 682 Raiders fan here, we don't want Dak. And that makes sense. They had a lower-end version of him for like the last 8 years
That's
or whatever.
True.
And
they
Derek
got
Carr.
Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah. Now they got it. Yeah, they got O'Connell.
They're pretty set.
I think the move to get rid of the guy who wasn't good at cornerback and his friends killed somebody at the West End is a good move.
Kelvin Joseph.
Wasn't that the beginning of last year that they did that, though?
So not quite
they
the offseason.
They traded for the guy that made the great play at the beginning of the year.
They didn't re-sign him.
That is still another reason, though. I think the justice system is, I'm going to choose the word fascinating. Kelvin Joseph showed up with the cops, and he's like, yeah, no, I knew about that person getting murdered for like a month, but I'll tell you some stuff now. And they're like, you're good to go, buddy. Like, maybe I know that's just how the system works. One more thing I was going to throw out there, and I think some people might disagree with this. I'm curious where y'all stand, especially since we talked about them yesterday or the day before. Trying to fortify the offensive line. Now, it could fail, but the Cowboys clearly made the distinct decision that Tyler Biadasz is not good enough, and we don't think we can get this from Tyron Smith again. And then so they're like, we're going with Guyton. We're going with whether it's BB, whether it's Hoffman. It does seem like they're taking a look, and they're like, let's plan for now and the future.
I like what you're saying. I agree. I want to say that, yes, working on the offensive line, especially probably because Zach Martin's retiring, good deal. Hopefully the two guys that they drafted, Guyton and Beebe, end up working out long term. But something caught my eye, and I'm distracted.
Is it tennis?
Yes. How come they're playing a semifinal? Djokovic is a very popular player. The guy that he's...
There's like nobody there.
Yeah. It's like only a third full. Like, it's like they didn't sell any tickets to this event.
And right now in England, it's 5:14 on a Friday, 5:14 p.m. on a Friday.
So I was asking you a question. Why is nobody at this event?
I have no idea. It was the same thing. There was a lot of empty seats before, and Alcaraz has become a huge deal as well. Like, you're on the precipice of setting up the dream men's final that everyone would want to see. And both of those semifinals have been pretty empty.
They just showed 20 seats and two people were in the 20 seats. Yeah. And they didn't fill up the 20 seats. They weren't that big of a person.
I'm just
confused. I'm looking up here and I'm like, this is a huge semifinal. And yet I'm like, could we have gone to this for $50?
Yeah. Okay. And see, that's an interesting point because, I'm going to oddly tie this back into the Cowboys, Mike.
No way.
I bet those tickets weren't available for that price. They were either like put up there for $600 or the people were like, I'm just not going to go, because I know that's how a lot of Cowboys or DFW sports fans feel in general. They're like, those people aren't going to go, but they won't put their tickets up for $25 so I can go. And this person probably like, I'm the most diehard Djokovic fan there is. I'd be going crazy out there. And they're like, now it's just an empty seat.
Somebody said, I think it has to do with Novak's press conference after he won his last match. Maybe they're testing him a little.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
He was out here just admonishing.
He was a little baby about it too. Because in the quarterfinals, he had a walkover. But in the round before, people dared chant the other name of the other player, and it sounded similar to a boo. And he was like, I've been in this game a long time. I knew what you're doing.
Can't believe y'all booed me.
You can't freak me out.
So you're saying people paid the money to go to a semifinal and are refusing to go because they don't like the person?
No, see, that's what that person is saying. That's not what I'm saying. I think rich, fancy people have like the, I don't know, Wimbledon season pass or whatever, and they're like, I'm busy today.
Season pass.
Or they went to the last match and were like, we're good. We don't want to watch any more tennis today.
Let's go drink. I guess so. Wow. Wouldn't give your tickets to somebody else?
Can you imagine, like, I guess if it was played in the same building and somebody went to the NFC Championship game here in Arlington, but it was like a ticket for both championship games. Like, I already saw one championship game. And then on television, only a third of the stands were full for the AFC Championship game.
Maybe they're all exhausted from the Euros.
Oh, yeah. They're prepping for Sunday.
Yeah.
Right.
They're all just like, we're worn out, man. We had a lot of stuff going on.
I don't know. I do think it is very strange.